tell you the truth, I'll just admit it. When I tripped across the headlines a couple of times, you know, spent a great deal of time every day looking for stuff that that is of interest in the news that we should be discussing.
This isn't something that came up on your radar screen.
No, I've seen it and I've gone, meh.
You sort of glazed over
I'm tired of politics. Mm-hmm. And the election's over. Who cares? And what we're talking about is the Trump Commission. Is that what they're actually calling it? The Trump Commission on Voter Fraud or something like that? Anyway, Robin Geske is our producer, and she came in talking about this morning. And
she was really excited about it and thought it's a big deal.
Yeah, so
we thought we'd bring her in.
The more you've told us,
the more interesting it becomes, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they're actually called the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. That's their actual technical name. President Trump formed it last May.
Trying to put a positive word in that instead of saying fraud.
Exactly, exactly.
And what does the commission want? They're seeking all kinds of information about us, right?
Absolutely. They're looking for, what they're looking into is alleged voter fraud. Again, you know, President Trump came out after the election in November and he said that, you know, several people who were deceased actually voted in the election and then people that weren't citizens, et cetera, et cetera. So what they're actually asking for, they sent a letter to all 50 states and they're asking for tons of information. I mean, from full names, addresses, dates of birth, political parties, the last four of your social, list of all the elections that you voted in since 2006, information on any of your felony convictions, whether you've been registered to vote in any state at any point in your life, military status, on and on.
Wow, you would think that's a lot of information.
Now, I would have thought that the federal government would have access to all that stuff anyway.
Only about, I've looked on our Secretary of State website, and only about a third of that is public information. So the commission has already admitted that after their investigation is over, that all of this stuff will be made public.
Well, that's what's concerning, because let's say you have a particular job where you don't want people to know maybe your political affiliation, like you're a reporter.
Exactly.
Or something like that.
Exactly.
And then that information is made public.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And people can see how you voted.
Exactly. And that's why when they sent the letter to all 50 states, in some form or fashion, 44 of them have refused, meaning they've either flat out said, no, we're not going to give you any information, or we're only going to give you very little information, what we deem is necessary for you to, you know, complete your investigation. Texas has complied. 100%. So we are not one of those 44 states. Texas, you know, came out and said, yes, we will provide you the information. No one knows really why, but you did make up a good point, Dave, why they might not, you know, why they might
Well, yeah, because Texas is fighting its own battle against voter fraud and with regards to the state ID law.
Yes.
And they're trying to still make it, you know, a requirement that you have a proper ID. And so they're fighting. So the state can't be seen as resisting an effort from the federal government to accomplish what we're trying to do right here in our own state.
Right. Well, the Secretary of State, he released a statement, you know, on Friday that just says that, you know, they will comply. He said they're also going to, you know, quote, work to maintain the security and integrity of our state's election system while protecting your privacy.
But they didn't give any specifics on how they're going to do that.
Exactly. That is correct. They gave no specifics on how they're going to do that or exactly what information they're going to turn over. You know, chances are pretty good that it's going to be all of the information that they're requesting.
President Trump tweeted about this.
Yes, he did.
He said, numerous states are refusing to give information to the very distinguished voter fraud panel. What are they trying to hide?
Exactly. It brings up some
voted.
Big concerns as far as privacy is concerned. You know what I mean?
It's a secret ballot, Mr. President.
Exactly.
We're not supposed to. In fact, I would guess that probably 80 or 90% of the people who voted for you don't want to admit it.
But now it seems like everybody's going to know who everyone voted for.
That's right. That's right. And in Texas does not, none of that is obviously public record in the state of Texas. Now, you do have to register as a political party if you want to vote in the primaries.
Right.
So that is already public record. If you are a registered Republican or Democrat, that part is already public record. But how you voted is not.
Now, you know, on an individual level, I don't think this is something that most people are still going to be concerned about because it's like, well, I don't really care. Nobody's going to go looking for my voting record. And it's true.
But
you never know. Find that information.
If you're a bigwig or something, you never know. People may go and
well,
look
especially
you up.
Because of the political judgments that are being passed by everybody these days on everybody, you know, it's like the entire country has become one big McCarthy hearing. Nonstop.
Google. I mean, with a search engine like Google, you're able to find a whole lot of stuff. And once this stuff becomes public record, all I would have to do is type in, you know, just Dave Williams voting record, and boom, there it is.
Yeah, that's right. And you're talking about a potential slippery slope too.
Absolutely.
It's like this kind of information is supposed to be protected, and it's not. So what's next, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Very interesting, Robin. Thank you.